WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. We're diving headfirst into a topic that hits us all at some point. Building resilience when life throws its curveballs. Ever feel like you're constantly battling uphill? Like you're just trying to keep your head above water amidst the chaos? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Stoicism offers some seriously powerful tools for not just surviving, but thriving in those moments. Today we're breaking down 5 key takeaways that can help you become a resilience ninja, ready to face anything life throws your way. First up, acceptance is your superpower. I know it sounds kinda cheesy, but hear me out. When we resist what's happening, when we fight reality tooth and nail, that's where the struggle really intensifies. But accepting things as they are, even the sucky stuff, gives us space to figure out how to navigate it. Think of it like this. Life is a wild ride, and sometimes you're on roller coasters, other times it's a bumpy jeep tour through mud. Accepting that there will be both smooth sailing and rough patches helps you actually enjoy the journey. Next up, it's all about perspective. You know that feeling when you're stressed out over something minor, and then someone tells you about their actual problems? Suddenly, your little issue seems kinda small, right? That's perspective in action. Stoicism encourages us to zoom out and see the bigger picture. Things rarely stay the same forever. Ask yourself, will this matter in a year, in 5 years? Often, the answer is a resounding no. This helps put things in perspective and reduces unnecessary stress. Now, let's talk about control. Stoicism emphasizes focusing on what you can control: your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. You can't control the weather, traffic jams, or other people's behavior. But you can control how you respond to those things. Choose to be kind, choose to be patient, choose to focus on solutions instead of dwelling on problems. Remember, it's not about ignoring the bad stuff, it's about choosing your response to it. The 4th key takeaway is self-care, but not in that spa day, bubble bath kind of way, though those are nice. It's about nurturing your mental and physical well-being. Stoicism encourages us to be mindful of our needs, getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, moving our bodies, connecting with loved ones. When we prioritize self-care, we build a stronger foundation to handle challenges. Imagine yourself as a tree. You need strong root self-care to weather the storm's adversity. And finally, remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth. Every obstacle, every challenge is a chance to learn, adapt, and become even stronger. Think of it like this. You wouldn't get better at basketball by only playing against easy opponents, right? It's the tough games that push you to improve. Same goes for life. Embrace those challenges as chances to level up. Alright, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who just lost her dream job unexpectedly. She feels devastated, hopeless even. But instead of letting herself spiral into despair, she takes a deep breath, remembers the Stoic principles we've talked about, and starts taking action. She accepts that losing her job is a setback, but it doesn't define her. She shifts her perspective by focusing on what she learned in that role and how she can use those skills to pursue new opportunities. She prioritizes self-care by spending time with loved ones, exercising, and exploring new hobbies. And finally, she sees this as an opportunity to reinvent herself, to pursue a path that truly aligns with her passions. Sarah's story shows us the power of resilience in action. It's not about being immune to pain or disappointment, it's about choosing how we respond to those challenges and coming out stronger on the other side. So, what can you do right now to build your own resilience muscle? I want you to think of one thing that's been weighing you down lately: worry, a fear, a setback. Now, apply one of these Stoic principles to it. Imagine yourself accepting the situation, shifting your perspective, focusing on what you can control, taking care of yourself, or seeing this as an opportunity for growth. Feel that shift? That's resilience in action. Keep practicing these techniques, keep sharing your stories, and remember, You've got this. Life is full of twists and turns, but with a little stoic wisdom, you can navigate them all with grace, strength, and even a touch of humor. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep on rocking.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.